Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Florida Panthers starting off last night with a win. Baseball playoffs last night. Yankees game was wild. Everybody thought their goose was cooked.
Yep.
And then Aaron Judge hit a monster three-run blast to tie things up at 6-6. He hit a moonshot off the foul pole, and then Jazz Chisholm, our old friend, he put the Yankees on top for good. So they win that game and they stay alive in the NLD. I feel like these baseball playoffs are like oh yeah, this is still just the best of five. But they hold off elimination. Mariners they really put that work on the Tigers last night. 8-4, a little bit of a rally by Detroit there, but the Mariners were in cruise control in that one. Big dumper went deep. That guy's fun. That entire Mariners team is fun. Julio Rodriguez, Polanco, Arozarena. Like, they have a really fun lineup. I think I'm rooting for them. Maybe for my boy Yelich, too. You know, it'd be kind of cool if he won the World Series. They were a great team this year, the Brewers. Scheduled today, 3:08, the Mariners at Tigers game 4. And then we got the Brewers at the Cubs at 5:08. Milwaukee needs one more win to finish off that puppy. Yankees will try and keep off elimination again. They trail that series 2-1 to the Blue Jays at 7:08. And then 9:08 tonight, the Phillies at Dodgers. LA is up 2-0 in that series. So that's what we got with that, dude. Your baseball playoffs all set. And last night, your Florida Panthers getting a win. This is Paul Maurice, Leroy. Paul Maurice always waxing poetic.
Of course he is.
Let's hear what he had to say on the banner night for the Cats and what it meant to him.
You'd watch the players, right? So they all kind of lock arms out there. It's nice for them. It's nice for all of us. You live in it for you win, and then you kind of have this summer where you think about it. It almost gets to the point you forget how rare it is to be able to do that, to be able to do that twice especially. But I appreciated the guys kind of locked arms at the blue line, remembering it. It was a really nice 24 hours for us because we don't talk about it much. And, you win it, you have the parade, and everybody leaves town, right? It's gone. And then you come back at training camp, right? It hits you. So we had the last 24 hours, we got to relive it a little bit. It was very nice. Share it with the fans.
Yeah, those Goosies, dude. I liked him. He was right next to Barkov and Tkachuk, who were there sitting on the bench watching it. And then he gave a little bit of love to Aaron Ekblad, alternate captain, who was able to bring out the cup and hand it back to the keeper and just be like, "I'll see you in a few months."
But here was I hope he appreciates it because there was a stretch of time, I think. The team was scoring a lot of goals, but keeping them out of the net was a little bit of trouble. So in some ways, Barkey got a pass that Ekki never did, right? And I think he took more unfair and undue scrutiny. I'm not picking on it. It's just the nature of play. It not much different than what Seth Jones went through in Chicago, but it was nice for him. Like Aaron Ekblad from the playoffs 3 years ago has been just awesome to watch grow. His gap was fantastic tonight, and he just quiet driver. So he's an offensive guy when he came into the league, and he changed his game, and now he's a hard shutdown defenseman. So I'm glad that he got a little recognition for how important he is to our franchise.
Yeah, You hear that? You hear that, Brooks Koepka? You know what you said about him. Too much?
I just don't know what Brooks Koepka said about him, so that's why.
Oh, Brooks Koepka went to a Panthers game, and he literally brought a parking cone to the suite that he was in, and he just kept shouting at Aaron Ekblad. Seemingly inebriated, you know, cover my bases here. Seemingly inebriated, and he just goes, "Ekblad, you're a parking cone." And then, of course, Brittany, after the Cats win their first championship, Aaron Ekblad steps to the stage and he just gives the entire beach a F you, Brooks Koepka.
Right. So
that's amazing.
Which, by the way, is historical petty.
Yep.
But funny. Because
you kept that one in the holster.
He kept that one locked and loaded.
As you should. Like, as another professional athlete, that's so distasteful, in my opinion.
You know what, Brittany? I have this debate a lot of times with people and say athletes should understand more about the people and what they're going through. But as so many more athletes get a voice, they act as if they weren't in that same situation. Sometimes I have a hard time, like, really, really, really going after players. I ain't a Hall of Famer, right? So it seems odd, as much as I may know about football, it seems odd to me to be out there trashing somebody to the extent that I was better than them, because I know how hard it is for everybody. Yeah. I tried to explain it with the young. I explained it yesterday with the young guys, right? They are not being afforded the luxury that Patrick Paul was. And it looks terrible. And people are inclined to say they're bust or whatever. People don't listen. There's two positions that are extremely difficult to come right in and play. Defensive tackle and cornerback. See, I can line up a wide receiver, and if he can't run a damn route, just tell him run go routes and use his speed and throw it up to him.
Right.
Right? Then he becomes more technical as his career goes. But he always gets to use his abilities. Same thing with a running back. If you're a great runner and can break tackles, sometimes you don't ever really fully understand blocking schemes and stuff like that because you're so talented. But at cornerback, you not only have to play great cornerback, you have to be aware on the field and know where to look and how to adjust your coverages. As a D lineman, right, you have to understand that if you don't use your hands and they get to your body, I don't care how big and strong you are, it's over. So technique becomes a big part of it. Same thing with Savai Naya, right? One of the things they do to young offensive linemen right away, they run a lot of games because he'll chase his guy without realizing the reason why he's going out there like that is because somebody's coming in. That comes with getting a feel for the game.
Right. So, they can play these games with them too, right? Like there's a lot of like that defensive, those defensive lines where like they'll save the time when they know to dial it up against a rookie, right, and a weak link.
Of course.
And it feels like, that's been so like, oh, these guys are holding up great. And then just like, as soon as it's the most critical moment, right, they send something at these guys that is just like,
right,
they don't even have a chance.
But what happens is when you're a young player, if you've never seen anything like it, to just assume that that guy's going to know what to do. You know, when they run those first games, you know that young offensive lineman is going to chase that guy and turn his shoulders, right? And then what happens is the guy comes underneath, and what does it look like? He can't get back because he didn't come back with the right technique to allow for that. He's supposed to – when that guy goes out, arm, so the tackle can get him. So you got to anticipate that. A lot of times with the flow of the game, with you getting comfortable – doing things the same way, when they throw a caveat into something, you get lost. And it happens, and it's hard to explain. But when you don't have the luxury of being able to, like, so say if they did it to another offensive lineman and he wasn't playing, and that coach gets in the film and says, hey, Jonah, look at this right here. This is what they're going to do to you. No, he's learning that in the third quarter with the game tied.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Can't count on much these days. Can't count on linemen, D linemen. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You guys can watch your local NFL games live all season long. And you got this juicy matchup this week in week 6 between the LA Chargers and the Miami Dolphins. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll take a break. We'll get more into that matchup back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. You got Tobin and Leroy here with you. Why are you shaking your head, dude?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. What are you upset about? What did I do?
Nothing. I'm on Twitter.
Oh, man. What happened?
So, well, first of all, Smeathan comes in on Twitch.
Yep.
And says, yeah, the athlete that trashed Bob for 4-goal Bob. And I said, no. Let's be clear. I was stating facts and betting the trend. That's it.
Look. I don't want to rehash old segments.
And I was told that it had more to do with the defensive front of him.
Okay. Look, you and I can grow as people. You know, I said what I said about Andrew Wiggins. You said what you did about Bob.
Yeah, 4-goal Bob. I called the 4-goal Bob. Why? Because I was betting it.
You were peacocking a little bit more than that.
Because I was winning a lot.
You were peacocking a little bit more than that.
Because I was winning a lot.
You were taking liberties, my friend.
I was winning a lot.
But we could change. We could change as people. You know, it's all good.
I was winning. It was based on...
I don't like this.
It was based on... cha-ching.
Yeah, sure. Like, you enjoyed it a little too much. You know. So there was some
like winning.
There was some hot dogging on taking some liberties at Bob in the midst of the winning. The team that's not winning is the Miami Dolphins. They're not very good. You know what's interesting though? They're taking on this Chargers team, which got off to a good start.
Between them and the Ravens, they could line up and say, "Well, this guy's hurt. Well, we got this guy hurt." It's
right. Well, specifically on their. Yeah, especially on the offensive line. The offensive line is they lost their two tackles, one in training camp, one's got a high ankle sprain. They just benched their center. So I don't know who has a good offensive line in this league. I'm sure there's like three teams that do.
Yep, their top two running backs.
They got the running backs out. But, you know, this is one of those where like, all right, can the Dolphins stop the run on this team?
I mean, the last guy starter was out too. The guy who they wanted running the football was out.
I know the guy who the guy we expected. We're like, oh, good, a nice break, and then you know, Dowdle goes in. He goes, hey, here's 200, right on you, right on your head. So, I don't know who this is going to be a slump buster for in the trenches.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem, and here's how it goes. In that sport, right? They're going to watch the first five games of the Miami Dolphins. and they're going to look at what, how Grant plays the run, and they're going to look on the other side of the ball and see what gives Savai and I problems. Now, they're developing, and hopefully they can get better. Again, they don't have that luxury. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. If they get better at it and get technically better at doing those things so they don't get beat like rookies, kind of like what Chop did last year, kind of like the process in which Patrick Paul had to go through, if they can start getting better at those things, because you're seeing it week after week after week, the same stuff. If you're not working on it and getting better, that's a problem. So hopefully, as these games go on, and every team's going to do it, every team's going to look at those two guys and say, let's take advantage of this. That's what we would do. That's what the Dolphins would do if we saw weakness on the other side. And so what they have to do is continue to get better, because at some point they're going to try that and think it's a get out of jail free card, and young fella's going to pick up on it. Young guy's going to use his hands. Young guy's going to, you know, not turn his shoulders and let somebody get behind him on a twist. These are all things that you're learning on the fly. So that's what the hope is.
Chargers so far are 6th in fewest points allowed per game and 7th in fewest yards allowed per game. So
13-10. Get the dub.
Awesome. Sounds like a fun Sunday.
And the thing that I'm worried about more than anything is not even that, but the corners that we praised the week before on Thursday night.
Oh, my God.
Now all of a sudden they start playing defense with the jaws of life.
This Jack Jones is all or nothing.
They grab – I'm like, yo, are you going to use your feet ever, or are you just going to grab the guy?
It was something.
And like every other play, right? Every other play they were grabbing.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, like, look, there's a, you know, as it said, there's a reason the guy was available. Like, I'm sure he's not the perfect player. He just, look, he had been coming up with some really stones plays for the last couple of weeks against the Bills and against the Jets. This past week, not so great. I know he was going up against that Moose, that rookie Moose.
It big receivers are real difficult to defend if you're a proximity defender, because everything is more evident. So, like, if you're running side by side with somebody and you grab them, right, it's hard to see because you guys are running side by side, same height, same, you know, body type. When you get a big guy and then you got to, like, grab him, I mean, it was evident every time, but the reality of it is he'd been doing it all year. It caught up to him.
No, if anybody's interested, Hassan Haskins looks like he's going for the Chargers this week. Ooh. So he's their third running back.
Okay.
So former Michigan guy.
Yeah. Haskins, Corum. Who's on? I don't even know where the other guy is. He was supposed to be like great and he kind of dudded out last year a little bit.
Jalen Phillips, though, he says the Dolphins, not a dumpster fire.
I mean, even as a defense, how we played in the first half, really, and you know the turnovers. That's something we've been emphasizing. You know, I thought we came out and played like a, you know, really, really solid team. And like you said, all the pieces we have on offense, our special teams have been great all year. So it's not like, you know, we're just a dumpster fire and that we can't do anything right. I think that we do a lot of good things. We just have to marry those good things together and keep playing complementary football and take advantage of momentum swings and, you know, not fold. We were up 17-0, you know.
What would you consider the fire then, Jalen? I would like to know. I mean, if you're not a dumpster fire, are you at least like one of those trash can fires that the bums heat up their hands around?
Oh, my goodness.
difference.
Like, what? Like, you're some kind of fire. Yeah. Like, there's right, Kobe like, the Bear needs to be like, around here somewhere.
You're, there's different classifications of fires.
Well, if he's not saying dumpster, I need to know what type of fire. You will, he must acknowledge there's some
grease
type of fire.
Grease fire.
Like, we got to put this out. Like, I want to know. A grease fire. I think a grease fire is a good way to go. Like, the cook is overwhelmed right now. He's just, thank you, chef. Ah, oh my God, that's on fire. We can't serve the specials.
But grease fires are the hardest to put out. So I think that's worse than a dumpster fire.
So here's the problem with all of this. The difference between good teams, average teams, and bad teams. They're all pro athletes. They all have a level of talent. It's about sustainability, right? There's certain teams that go on the field, and regardless of what the score is, what time of game it is, you always think they're going to get them, right? Because that's the confidence you have in that team's ability. The Dolphins have good moments, right? And this is – and I'm including everybody. I'm including the coaches also. They have good moments in the game. Usually, ironically, it's the first 15 scripted plays. Look unbelievable. After that, when you have to reset and then call a game, then we start having questions about, okay, why are we doing this? Why are we – and the other team's adjusting. They go to silent and they adjust. Okay, here's what we got on first thing. I don't necessarily see them adjusting to it. It's a little bit harder for Weaves because it's hard to coach when you have to coach around a guy. It doesn't become a defense. It becomes something else. You're now trying to defend not only what you can't do, but the play of the other team. And so there's just a lot of guys on defense that, like, for lack of it, got to play better so that they can do some of the things they want to do.
Well, and that becomes the thing, too, is like, all right, so like this, it's been asked this week, like, all right, when does it get to the point that you shouldn't even play the rookies? Obviously, Savannah is not going anywhere, but like with Kenneth Grant,
too late.
Like, where do you go? Damage is done?
Yeah, you because here, and here's – One of the issues that I have with what we're talking about right now, if I make it a quarterback, you feel totally different. Ah, let him go out there and get his lumps. He's got to learn on the fly, right?
Well, they didn't do that with cornerback. Like, they had that with Cam Smith, and they did.
Well, he was just that bad.
So,
like, it's not here. There's a certain level that you have to play to even warrant them putting you on the field so that you're not a detriment. Now, what has happened on this team is they don't have the luxury of doing that. So you can't take them out.
They don't have the luxury, but you certainly would acknowledge, like, being a first-round pick, they're going to let you take more lumps than they would if it was Zeke Biggers out there, who's a seventh-rounder. You know, like, it just is what it is.
Biggers is playing, right?
Nah, I mean, I think he's been active for like one game. They might play him this week because you got to try something. Right. I don't know.
But that's kind of like, it's a tough spot to be in for everybody, including the player, right? Nobody wants to go out there and suck. And you go in there based on, you know, what people think of you and how you got drafted, and you think, I'm going to just go out here and ball out. And there's technical aspects of what you do that you have to pick up on. And it sometimes is shocking. And sometimes it's shocking as a wide receiver, right? When you play college, you just ran whatever route you wanted. And then you get into the league and you get a little jam and it becomes more technical. Getting off the ball, stemming the top of your route, giving a head fake, it becomes more technical. And so there's a lot of young players that go through that. Most of the time, teams have the luxury of not putting you in until you get to a certain level, right? The Dolphins didn't have that luxury. And so
it's because they built their roster like crap, though.
Yeah, for whatever reason. for whatever reason, they had the luxury last year with Patrick Paul, and he's playing fine. I'm more than sure they would like other guys to be able to go through that same process, but they can't afford it. They don't have anybody else. If all the offensive linemen were healthy, maybe we have a different situation.
Yeah, maybe. No, but again, that's one of those where it's like,
right?
Where did you went to Five Below to go get your guard? You know,
Five Below.
Yeah,
dollar store.
Wow, really? Jeez, I wasn't really gonna be that harsh. We'll take a break.
Bogo.
We'll get you caught
get
up with
a left guard, get a right tackle free.
Take a break. Just a regular old second hour is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.